Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Game Day. This is Don, Johnny, and Greg.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back to live coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm here, John Watermolen, with Don Brown, and you can also find us on the Civic Media app, and we got our statistician, Greg, with us today. What a contest. So the Titans finally got a little blood.
And that kicker, Caden Youngie, will now kick off. Looks like it's going to Keon Miller. Gets it at about the 8. Runs to his left, cuts back to the middle. And now brought down by a swarm of Titans. So ball will be spotted at the 23, where Raby and company will take over. And let's see if the Titan defense can do it again and make this game interesting. But I'd imagine that offense is getting a little antsy after being stopped on basically the last three drives. And here they come. Still beautiful weather. Slight breeze coming through here. A lot of sunshine.
Yeah, if you're listening in Waukesha, get out here, definitely, and download the Civic
Twin
Media
packages,
app.
Both sides. Tailback on the left. It's going to go to the tailback there, and I believe that's Jackson Case, and he fights for some tough yardage up the middle. They're going to call that a 6 or 7 yard gain here. Ball at the 29. Yep. So actually, they called a 5 yard gain. So second and 5. Ball in the right hash, Twins left, single receiver right, Case on Raby's right. And Case is going to get it on the get. Makes a beautiful cut up the middle after looking right. Well received by the Titan defense. Yeah, maybe a yard. Yeah, he's going to get 2 yards there. So that's going to make it a third and a short three. No, third and 2. They give him 3 yards on that. So clock runs, 7:42 and counting here in the first half. Pioneers leading the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, 28-3. Titans in their home orange pants and navy jerseys with orange numbers, orange stripe, and the orange helmet with Pio Pete proudly displayed. And Twins left, single receiver right. He's going downfield. A turnaround play, and wow, what a catch by Austin Eichstad. He came back for that, and a shoestring catch there. I don't know how he reeled that in. That
he
was really
that
something,
up like
Johnny.
Baskin-Robbins ice cream. That was a
he
big
sure
scoop
did.
There, dude.
Ball will be spotted at the 46 of the Pios. Great communication there between Raby and Eichstad. And big credit to Eichstad for making that catch. Twins left. Tight single receiver right here. Case on Raby's right. They take a moment. And a flag is down.
Flag.
Might add some movement there on the O-line. Yep. And this might be the first penalty called against the Pio offense all day today that I can recall, Johnny.
I think you're right, dude.
6:49 is your time remaining. So that pushes the Pios back to the 41. And if there's a time to commit a penalty, Johnny, it's when you're leading 28-3. Clock back running again, 6:46 and counting here. Twins left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's right. First and 15. Low snap. Raby gets it, though. He's going deep.
Ball.
It's caught. Oh!
Couldn't hang on to it.
Great recovery there by the quarterback. Number 22, Artis Benjamin, the junior from Wilmette. Loyola Academy. Great football tradition there. And, you know, the coverage was great all along. That was actually a perfect pass by Raby. But Benjamin got a hand in there to disrupt it in the nick of time. And so it's second and 15. That was some great football all around there, Johnny.
It was.
You know, Raby was under some pressure there. He stepped out in front of it and got rid of the ball. So trips left, single receiver right, tailback on Raby's left. And Raby rolls right and then hands it off. And that's legs.
That could be a first down.
No, it's just back to the original line of scrimmage there, but it is a 5 yard gain.
Oh, sorry, got my.
So it's third and 10.
Wrong way.
So Raby rolled out left like he was going to run or roll out left and pass, but instead he handed it off to Legnioli, and he went right. Got 5 good yards there. So good scramble there by the Richmond junior, Richmond, Illinois junior. Trips left, single receiver right, legs on Raby's right. 6 minutes and counting in the first half, a 28-3 Pioneer lead. Here's the snap to Raby. Raby has a guy over the middle, and that's Eichstadt. He hangs on to it and brought down at the 38.
Eichstadt
tackled by Cole Pradle, the junior from Oswego, Illinois, but yeah.
He's having a little trouble hanging onto them balls. That's been three to him, and he's been he reeled that one in.
Well, he made that amazing catch
earlier in the drive.
I would still throw to him every time.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's got good hands.
Yep.
So he seems to be struggling a little bit on this.
Single receiver right, that's Eichstadt. Twins left. Now the, yep, tight end Trevor Hancock pops out here. Legs is on Raby's left. And it's going, no, fake the legs. Raby now rolling out right. Heavy pressure, has to get rid of it. He's got a guy, that's Eichstadt. And that's a 5-yard gain. Great job by Raby under good pressure there from number 44, Joshua Klein from Glen Carbon. We called his name before. And a great exchange of sportsmanship there between Raby and Klein. They slapped each other in the head. Congratulatory on some great efforts overall. But Klein made that a short yardage gain instead of a long gain. Put that pressure on Raby. And
gets a lot of action.
Again, Raby, Klein, or Eichstadt goes back to the outside where no one else can catch it, and they convert. Trips left, no receivers right. Jackson Case in the game now, a tailback on Raby's left. And it's handed off to Legs here on the left. He waits for a hole. He gets it. Oh, he breaks a tackle. Looked like he was going to score short, but he fights through. What a great play there.
Legs is a tough guy, isn't he?
Sure is. First down, Pios.
Couple of hits, got stood up and went, okay, here's one for you.
He sure did. Clock winds, 4:20 and counting here in the first half. Ball at the 29 of the Titans. And wow, what an extra effort there by Legs.
Yeah, he received and delivered some punishment on that play.
He did. He just bounced off it and kept moving forward. Twin packages both sides for Raby with Jackson Case on his right. Here's a snap. Case looks to his left. And it's a out pattern, and it's caught.
Very nice
Josh game. Hill, great pattern.
Moving the chains on that one, Don.
He turned it in like a flag pattern and then turned it out, and that's where Raby found him. They move the chains again, ball on the 14, a nice toss. Great pattern run there by Josh Hill. Thrill Hill, that is. So twin packages both sides. Case on Raby's right here, first and 10, 3:35 and counting. Raby under some pressure. He breaks
it. He's going to
run it. He might have it. Touchdown, Pios. Josh Raby.
There it is. 6 points.
So make that 34-3. As Jacob Laurent comes out for the extra point. Tyler McLean, third string quarterback, will hold. And here comes the snap, the hold, everything looks good, and so does the extra point. So with 3:28 left in the first half, it's your beloved Pioneers 35 and the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan 3. And we'll be right back on the Pioneer Football Radio Network on WAUK after these messages. Anya, take it away, please.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back, everyone, to live and local Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. The Shaw. And we're just having a great time here. We've got 35-3. Yep. The Pios are ahead. Here we go.
Here comes the kick from Laurent. Albin and Kent to receive for the Titans. And it's going to be Albin catching it at about the 9. He runs to his right here. Finds a little bit of room, breaks through a seam, and gets all the way to the 33. Another good run back for the Titans. So if there is a, I guess, a sore spot for Coach Boot and company to look at for the team next week, it's the kick return defense. I mean, no one's busted any long ones, but there has been some nice returns by the Titans.
Well, you got to have something to coach, right, Don?
Yep. Well, that last touchdown was beautiful. Everyone was well covered.
Yeah.
And there was heavy pressure on Raby, and he saw the wide open hole down the middle and just waltzed right in.
Well, he makes good decisions when he sees an opening.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, okay, I'm taking off, and he did.
He's not forcing anything either.
Right.
You know, like all the passes he's made in trouble have been on the outside where only the receiver can get to it.
Yes, sir.
So
he's playing smart football today. And
yeah.
You know, he's taking what the defense will give him, and they're giving him plenty.
It's a great compliment to Ken Ackerman's offense. The players respond well in different situations. And, you know, we saw Austin Eichstadt coming back, Jeremuth, a few others, whenever Raby was in trouble.
Right.
So in another lull in activity here.
It's like somebody's getting
pushed
back.
Could be a penalty, yeah.
Here.
Oh, legal wedge block. So, you know, it's like I keep saying bad things happen on kickoff returns, either profound injuries or just bad penalties. And I say break out the flags, Johnny, or just be happy with the touchback, although they did have to return that from the 9. So Ryan Sachs back out calling, making the calls. Twins left, single receiver right. Tailback Albin's on, Sachs is left. And it's a handoff to Albin's on the right. Got good little hole, some positive yardage, about a 4 or 5 yard gain, maybe more. So it looked like Cameron Bridges on the tackle. Second down, another handoff, this time to the left. He's trying to get outside, nowhere to go. And although he's close to a first down, he did, yeah. Sorry, I stand corrected, but they're going to move the chains. So
got a first down.
Good start here for the Titans as they get right back to the line of scrimmage here. 2:46 and counting here. Pioneers leading 35-3. A new number out there in the secondary. We'll get to him in a second. Fakes the handoff quick. Has open man. That's key again.
Boy, that was a big gain. That was a crisp, nice pass.
Me, Trey Moore had that. Brought down. The 45 there. That was Drake Emanuel on that stop. Twins right, single receiver left. Tailback on Albin. No, now moves to the left for Ryan Sachs. Clock counting 2:19. The first half. Fakes the handoff again. Over the middle. He's got a guy. Oh, well hit.
Dropped it.
Great coverage by Bohannon. And a great shot to finish him off there. Jagger Vine, who had the interception earlier, coming from the safety spot to put the hurt on. So that makes it 2nd and 10. Clock stops with 2:14 remaining. And Titans looking to get some more points before the half and keep this game somewhat in play. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball at midfield at the 45 and 2nd and 10. Tailback fakes to him. Has receiver on the right there.
That's a nice play.
That's Moore again. And a nice little gain there, about 7 or 8 yards. Up out of bounds there at the 38. So it's third down and about 3 there. 2 minutes and counting in the first half. Pioneers leading the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan 35-3. So we got Twins left, single receiver right. Tailback on Sachs's right, Ryan Sachs. Big 3rd and 3 play here for the Titans. Here comes the Pio defense. Heavy pressure. Gets it off. Incomplete.
Oh,
well covered there. No, I don't think so. That was Travis Runberg, the outside linebacker, covering that. So great. Solid play. Oh. I know we haven't called his name much, but Runberg's had a solid season along with the rest of the linebacking crew there.
Titans are going to go for it.
And why not? When you're trailing by this much. I like the call, Johnny.
Yeah, why not at this point in the game?
So, you know, a good time to credit Brady Thompson with the way his linebackers have been playing. So big fourth and three play here. Tight, Twins left, single receiver right, tailback on the right. Sacks back to pass, heavy pressure, gets it off. It's incomplete. Jagger Vine again on the coverage, knocking it away from number seven of the Titans.
Pyle's got a minute 24 to do something here, and they're ahead 35-3.
Kevin Graham, the intended receiver, just couldn't reel it in. Vine got a hand in there and knocked it away. So great outing for Jagger Vine so far today. The 6'1", 185-pound junior from your neck of the woods, Johnny New Franken, went to Preble High.
Yeah. It's a great community, New Franken.
As Ross pretends to vomit.
Let's see what the Pios can do here with a minute 24.
Taking over on downs, yep. Ball on their own 38 here. Twin packages both sides. Tailback, I think that's legs on his right. Raby under some trouble. He steps out. He's got a guy. It's caught. I think
out
that's Josh Hill.
Stop the clock.
Yep. Clock stops at the 41 there.
Moving the chains.
And another Pioneer first down. Another great play. That similar out pattern that Hill did earlier for a big gain or for a first down play. So
you got a good chance going 41-3
ball
here.
Ball spotted at 42, yeah. They went up that point average. 118 is your time remaining here. Pioneers threatening again, leading 35-3. Twin packages both sides. Raby gets a snap. Runs out of right, out of trouble. He's got a guy over the middle. Oh, couldn't get him. That was legs, I think.
That was on Raby.
And, yeah, and, you know, and he's throwing across the field. Not an easy catch to make. And legs a little shaken up, trying to dive for that. It wasn't in the plan, John. It was an improvisation there. As Raby was running out of trouble, legs found the opening there behind the secondary. And if Raby could stop and set and release, but it didn't look like with the pressure from the Titans, he had really time to do that.
That's true, but I think he knows that he could have.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
He's got high expectations. Second and 10, trips right, single receiver left. 111 remaining in the first half. Legs is on Raby's right. He rolls out on the snap. Downfield. And there he is again. Austin Ike's that wide open there in the flat as they move the chains again. Ball marked at the 27.
106
of the Titans here. 106. Clock stops with the.
Out of bounds.
Going out of bounds there by Ike's dad. So smart play. Not that they need to conserve timeouts. Both teams have three left. Twin packages, both sides, ball in the right hash there in the 27. Jackson Case in the game now on Raby's left. First and 10. Raby gets the snap. He's looking to his right. A quick pass there.
Another nice game.
Another nice game.
1 minute left in the contest here.
Now Santiago Rios. Very reliable receiver.
You just get the feel they're going to go in here and get a touchdown before this ends.
Pushed out of bounds, so clock stops with 1 minute here. Second and one here. Ball at the 19 here. It's really second and inches here for the Pio, so this could be a running play. Trips left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's right. They look to the sideline for a new play. Yeah, let's see. The snap. Raby. Think snap. He's going to no, he's gonna pass. He's got a guy. Oh!
Tipped.
Almost intercepted.
Yeah,
he was well covered, but Artis Benjamin got his hands on that. Robbing Eichstad of another Pio touchdown. It's kind of like an out pattern there as Raby was running. For a second there, it looked like Josh was going to run for it, try to get the inches.
Yeah, but I thought he was too.
But still remains third and one. Twins left, single receiver right.
Here comes Crazy Legs.
Case is on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Quick pass to Eichstad on a quick out pattern, and they move the chains. Raby goes out of bounds at the 13, 51 seconds. So I love the call.
Very
you see Trevor Hancock comes in to replace Rios, so they're going to add another tight end in this formation. So tight Twins left, tight Twins right here. Almost like a double tight end package here. Gets the snap. Raby over the middle. He's got a guy.
Touchdown!
Trevor Hancock, the tight end. And I was just thinking, when are they going to hit the tight ends? And
right.
Sure enough.
There it is.
The Hancock and Breckheimer combo of tight ends done a lot of damage.
Sure.
On opposing defenses.
Sure was well designed, well executed.
As they break the 40 mark for the third week in a row, Johnny, with – Still 47 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, so you might see some other players coming in here in the second half.
Yep. Here's the snap and the hold. And the kick is good. So with 47 seconds left in the first half, it's our beloved Pioneers of Carroll University, 42. And the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, 3. We'll be back after these messages on the Pioneer Football Radio Network on WAUK. Anya, take it away.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Halftime. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anya. And another impressive return for the Titans, taking the ball to the 36, where they have 41 seconds left in the first half. And Ryan Sachs and company, we got trips left, single receiver right, tailback on Sachs's left. Here's the snap. Sachs looks downfield. He's got a guy. It's cut. Big catch there.
That was a nice catch, man.
Miles Key.
Guy was wide open.
And that was Travis Runberg knocking him out of bounds there. So they move the chains and the ball's out of bounds. 35 seconds left. Titans have all three timeouts here. This is doable. Trips right, single receiver left, tailback on Sachs' right. He's going to keep this one, a little running play. He's going to fight to the outside. Oh, a great tackle. That was Lundberg again.
Showed a little speed there, catching up to that quarterback.
He sure did. Him down and Sachs wanted to get out of bounds. They're letting the clock run. You got three timeouts. I can't figure out here.
Are you going to take him home with them?
Right. Now they look downfield. No, they got a guy in the flat. It's incomplete there to Moore.
Yeah.
Now well covered there.
11 seconds left. They should have caught
by your man Campbell there from Kakana. Will Campbell. First time we called his number today.
Kakana. Boy, they make that ghost cheese up there.
You know, we're not calling his name because he's always covering guys. They're not looking his way. They know better. So 11 seconds. They had three timeouts. They could have saved two or three plays worth of seconds here. And this is the second time in 3 weeks we've seen this, John. Some really questionable clock management by the opponents. Trips left, single receivers right, tailback on his right. Time for maybe one or two plays. Sachs rolls out right. Goes down the middle, and it's caught by Key at the 20.
Boy, what a good
catch. They call timeout with 5 seconds left. Are they going to go for a field goal here or go for the end zone? Trailing 42-3.
Well, I think you go for the end zone. You go for broke here, don't you, Don?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the real question, the big missed opportunity is you had two other timeouts to work with.
Yeah, and they had time on the clock. I mean, there was like 30 seconds there.
Yeah, and they let the clock roll. And then, you know, you could understand the running play to get positive yardage and then call timeout right away. But
they didn't.
He turned it outside trying to get to the sideline, gets tackled there by Runberg. And I'm still at a loss. It's like you said, Johnny, you can't take those timeouts with you to the locker room.
Nope, you can't.
From what I can see, the Titan offense comes back out to the field. They want to take some more points with them if they can. But, again, if I'm a Titan fan, I do not understand the clock management here. They got time for one play with 4 seconds left here. Trips left, single receiver right. They're either going to do an iso right or try to throw a Hail Mary into the end zone there in the left corner. Time is called now.
Well,
And Carroll calls a timeout this time. So Coach Buda wanted to get a look in Coach Pfeffer and see what the Titans are coming out with. And, yeah, you know, Triple G, I was expecting the single receiver right, they might have tried an ISO play in a one-on-one situation in the right corner or with the trips formation on the left, throwing up a Hail Mary on the left side.
Well, if I'm Eleanor Wesleyan, if I'm a fan, like you said, Don, I'm totally wondering about clock management right now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And, you know, Coach Esch, this isn't his first rodeo here in his 37th season.
Right,
and
right.
He has a full complement of coaches, so I don't understand. Yeah, I get it. You got a third-string quarterback, but he's shown us some good looks. He's made some good passes here. He's missed the mark a few times, but not by much. So, again, trips left, single receiver right for Ryan Sachs. He gets a snap. He's looking left. Going to the end zone. And it's – oh, almost caught.
Knocked away.
Knocked away by Ja'Kai Bohannon, but I thought it should have been caught there. The intended right. Receiver. Let's get a name on this.
Big half for the Pios.
Sure was, Johnny.
42-3. And it could have been worse.
It sure could have been for the Titans. But
that's an awful lot of offense for the Pios, and they sure
it
looked
sure
real,
is. You
real
know, yeah.
Crisp in a lot of different departments.
Yep, they sure did.
So
for Illinois, Wesleyan, that was Matt Young there, the senior receiver. Looked like he had a hand on. Should have reeled that in, but... hey, it's halftime, and what a half it's been with 42 Pioneer points against 3 from the Titans as we honor the big brothers, big sisters here at halftime. And we're going to take a break here, a one-minute commercial break on the Pioneer Football Radio Network here in WAUK. Anya, take it away, please.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Halftime. This is Carroll University Football, and these are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back to live and local coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can find us on the Civic Media app, and that is a great app. You can follow all kinds of different football on that app and other sporting events sure. Local. So we've had quite the half here, Don. We're at 42-3. So it's been a contest that's been pretty lopsided in favor of the Pioneers.
Sure has, Johnny. And well, obviously the most important stat is the 42-3 score. I see, and Josh Raby, excuse me, has he's 10-for-15 with 115 yards, threw for one touchdown. So we've seen a lot of rushing touchdowns today. One for Nick Legnioli, one for Josh Raby. I thought Legs might have had another touchdown in there too. So, go ahead, Johnny. You know, tell us some more about the stats.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things here. I mean, mostly you see some passing yards that are pretty big. There's in a lopsided score like this, you're going to see a lot of first downs on the Pios 9, the Titans. You know, they just didn't have. They moved it a little bit, so they had 7 total passing yards. You know, we actually had 115 there, and the Titans had 142. So we were passing the ball a little bit better.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things. There's some shining stats, for the opponent, but
sure.
Really, it's just so lopsided for the Titans. And I'll tell you, the guy that's really sticking out here is Josh Raby's connecting a lot with Austin Eichsted.
Yeah,
and you know, he's averaging over 6 catches per game, and he ranks in the top 50 in the nation in receiving and touchdowns. You know, per yards per reception is 23.
Sure,
he's just an all-purpose guy. You know, so
yeah,
they're connecting a lot together, and it's really causing fits for the defense, and that opens up the run game a little bit too. So it's just one of those fortunate things for us and not so good for the other guys.
You know, Johnny, I actually started this game with butterflies in my stomach because there's nothing more dangerous than a conference rival that's starting the season out 0-2, that's had Carroll's number in the past, defeated them last year, I believe. Is that correct, Triple G?
Yes.
Yep,
yes.
And then so, but the Pioneers are serving notice that they're looking to make a bigger statement. They're looking to move the needle past 6 wins. Maybe 7, 8 or more, and they're really making their presence known here, executing well on offense. Opening drive goes 70 yards for a touchdown. Defense, some great plays, at least one pick six, almost a second there. And from Helios Martinez, the D end, makes a very athletic play, tipping the ball in the air, catching his tip, and then breaking a tackle to get in. So a lot of excitement. There were a few injuries here, but most of the players ended up getting up on their feet. A member of the special teams had to be carted off, unfortunately, but he's under great care. And, you know, during this halftime break, again, we're honored to have Triple G, Greg Weinschneider, one of Waukesha's favorite sons here in attendance with us. It's regrettable that he's a Waukesha North grad and not a black shirt. He's giving you a hard time there, Greg. What year did you graduate over at North?
1996.
And Greg caught the broadcast last night, a rare broadcast of North football, lost a heartbreaker on the last play of the game to Oconomowoc, 35-28. And big shout out to AJ Curtis, who was, what should you say, he threw for 3 touchdowns. He ran for 1. One of the touchdowns was his little bigger brother, Connor, made a diving catch on the end zone. Just great football overall. Really enjoyed watching it. And we are kind of expecting something similar here today. We do have a half of football left, and strange things can happen. But, again, with the 42-3 lead, it gives us an opportunity to have our good friend Triple G talk about some of the things going on at campus and about the Big Brothers, is it Big Brothers, Little Brothers? That they say?
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Triple G. Tell us what's going on here at the state's oldest university.
Well, we've got a bunch of different things happening. First of all, we're very honored to, you know, Carroll partners with a lot of different charities and for their games. And as Wisconsin's oldest private college, we're proud to do that. But one of our chapters that we're proud of that we've had for, I would say, 6 or 7 years, one of our student orgs, we partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Terrific.
And they're always in need of volunteers, of people to work with the school-aged kids, you know, who just need a hand up in life. If people want to do that, they can definitely go to BBBS Milwaukee. That's 3 B's, like Triple G, but Triple B. smilwaukee.org, and definitely want to give a shout out to them. But we've got a lot going on, Don, and even in sports, Carroll's expanded. Like I mentioned, earlier in the first half, we definitely have a thriving esports program now. Don and Johnny, I don't know if
inspired by Waukesha South's 2 state champions in the first 2 years of the program, I imagine.
We also have we're also competitive in women's bowling now.
Love it. I just heard about that.
Women's bowling.
Yeah. They just started that program. That's fantastic. Great sport.
And obviously we have our marching band, which just performed at halftime.
Did a great job, yeah.
Dance team. So we've got a variety of things. And
sure.
What people don't realize is that a lot of the organizations get funding from different crowdfunding sources. And so,
that's terrific.
I was just searching on Instagram actually this morning to see all the different ways that crowdfunding is happening for some of these
terrific.
Great student clubs, organizations, and teams.
Sure, sure. Those are some great points. And, you mentioned Carol's charitable work. My guest on This Week in Waukesha this morning was Gina Sanchez Juarez. Well, you know, a good friend of yours, director of the Center for Financial Stability. And Gina had mentioned that Carol students come and volunteer. I imagine they're accounting majors or finance students, and they work with citizens and families, helping them with their taxes during tax time, as well as some other financial management strategies, if you will. And that's impressive. And, you know, and also at the school, at the charter school at La Casa de Esperanza, I know the basketball team, Coach Taylor Jansen and his young men go over there, and they do some reading with the students, encouraging them to read and helping them sharpen their reading skills. And, it's so great to be in a university city, a true university city. Maybe not in the European sense where there's physical integration, although that's changing too as Carroll expands, but also with the connectivity that Carroll has with our fair city here in Waukesha. You know, it is a historic university city, and it's the oldest college in the state, but it's also very young when you look at the leadership in our athletic program, from Mike Shulist all the way to the different coaches and the different programs, and of course the students themselves. So it's a really vibrant campus life here that we certainly, all of us as sons and daughters in Waukesha, can take pride in.
Yeah, and you know, the community's welcome on campus. I think that's something that doesn't get promoted enough. You know, we have many different community speakers in classes, and we have many different people who just use our incredible facilities that we have to study and just to take walks. I love seeing people, you know, walking with their dogs or sitting around campus and talking with them. And as a Carroll alum,
I didn't know that. You're also an alum.
I'm an alum of Carroll, yes.
Nice. So you're forgiven, you know, being a North Star. And no, I was kidding. We do love the North Stars, especially after last night, Johnny. We're really impressed with Coach Ciano and with the athletic director, Carl Anderson. And, of course, with another great North Star here, Triple G, Greg Wansnyder, and a Pio at heart. So go ahead, Greg.
I was just going to say we do have our homecoming festivities coming up. So
nice for Carroll.
Carroll.
So, is that October 14th?
October 14th
Elmhurst? Yeah.
Against Elmhurst.
Yep.
We're going to have tailgate parties all throughout the weekend.
Nice.
We're going to have indoor and outdoor events for the whole community to join.
That's what we should do, Johnny, is host a get the truth booth here and host a tailgate from Civic Media and WUK Radio. And
you guys definitely should.
Yeah,
yes. So.
We'll have to get on the horn with our leadership there at Civic Media.
I'll have to
Jorge Reyna,
get up Jorge. I think
Jorge would love a day out here at Carroll.
He would just love that, I would think.
Sure,
you know, we had a great time up in Wausau doing that.
It sure is. So as we see the marching band exit the field, and right as they do, the Pioneers coming out to start the second half. Still a lot of time here before the second half kickoff. But Triple G, we're going to take a break now to pay some more bills here on the Civic Media the Pioneer Football Radio Network here on WAC Radio. And Anya, please take it away, and we'll be back after these messages.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest. Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back. It is the end of halftime, and these are your hosts, Don, Johnny, and Greg.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to live and local coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm Johnny Watermelon with Don Brown and Triple G, statistician. He is like a walking encyclopedia for numbers and nicknames
and
for
this
the Pios.
Fine campus here at Carroll.
It really is.
Yep. Yeah.
So I got a question for you, Triple G.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about this kicker, Jacob Laurent.
The senior from Kenosha.
He's making some noise here.
Yeah, he really is. You know, we're really proud of our juniors and seniors. You know, the coaches really rely on juniors and seniors for mentorship, and Jacob is one of them. He may not come through my breakfast line every day, but definitely good kid.
You're gonna get some guys in trouble here, Greg.
I know.
I guess as long as they make class on time and make the film.
Hey, speaking of the breakfast line, you told me something a couple of weeks ago about a guy by the name of Straight Gravy.
Straight Gravy.
Love that.
And who is that and why is that?
That is Cameron Evans because he's a wide receiver for the Pioneers.
That's right.
And
Straight Gravy.
He likes his I ask them every day, what are you guys liking on the menu? And Wednesdays is biscuits and gravy day on the menu. So,
can you sneak us in, Greg? Yeah. Johnny, we might go for something like that at
yes,
breakfast
possibly,
time. You know?
Yeah, possibly.
Give us a senior discount. I'm almost a few years away from that. But Johnny can qualify.
Yeah.
But, straight gravy.
So
you got me hungry now, Greg.
Yeah. So biscuits and gravy every Wednesday. But no. Chartwell's, the dining services here, does have
nice.
Some great food options. As a matter of fact, I ate myself over at Crave on Grand Avenue there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a virtual food hall concept.
Neat. I never heard of it. Huh.
And a lot of the football guys eat, you know, get fed well at several of the dining places around campus.
So there's terrific. Another guy here that we got to talk about that's got a cool nickname, and that would be number 9, Josh Raby.
The Axe Man.
The Axe Man. Tell me about the Axe Man.
Well, Josh is a really good guy. You know, another guy of character, another guy of integrity. He just...
does all his talking on the field.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
And with that golden arm of his.
Well, he's talking pretty loud today.
Talking with his legs, too.
Yes. And the coaches, like I said, they put a lot of faith in these older guys to
why not?
Really take, you know.
Does he know that I gave him the nickname the Axeman?
He will on Monday, definitely. Definitely.
So I threw that handle at him.
Johnny was at the farmer's market when the Axeman was on with Coach Buddha and Coach Pfeffer. Yeah, you called in too, Greg. And when Johnny pitched his idea, Coach Buddha says, I like Axeman. And Coach Pfeffer agreed too. You know, his defense has to play against him a lot in practice. And obviously the Axeman gives them a lot of good training for when they take on CCIW opponents. Is that fair to say, Greg?
Yeah, definitely.
So I got to tell you how he got
speaking
that
Speaking of Coach Pfeffer, I hear the players tell me he has one of the best beards of all the coaches.
Really?
See, this is not information you won't get anywhere else than 101.1 and 540 AM, the Shaw. But Coach Pfeffer has... one of the best beards of any of the coaches on campus.
Interesting. So, I'm not a beard. Johnny's got the goatee going.
Yeah, I got the little.
That works for Johnny.
Goatee. I got to trim that up a little bit.
No beard for me. Maybe a little 5 o'clock shadow from time to time. But I just don't look good in beards, you know. And as an erstwhile legislator that may consider a return to politics in the future, that. Facial hair kind of hurts legislative candidates.
Huh.
There's that aspect of distrust. We all remember Dewey defeats Truman. And
My
dad, who was a big Thomas Dewey fan, swears it was because of the mustache that cost Dewey the upset election to Harry Truman, arguably the greatest upset in American political history. But we digress. We're here at Schneider Stadium, live and local, home of the Pioneers, home of Wisconsin's oldest university, home of the forward pass in college or pro football.
Yeah.
And home of the electric guitar. It's just down the street is Club 400, the bar where Les Paul lived. I believe his family lived, a historic landmark. And,
I think I can almost
see so much
that.
History here. And history's happening now with the rebirth of this proud Pioneer football program. after a really long stretch, similar to Waukesha South, so several losing seasons, and Coach Buda has really changed his culture around significantly, and it started with great coaches. The COVID year may have been a benefit because he had basically the benefit of a full season getting paid without having to coach a single game, but to focus on recruiting and on the basics and getting young men ready. And they came out of the gate jumping, and it's as we go into year three here, and Piles are already 3-0, or excuse me, I'm on their way to 3-0.
You're jumping ahead, yep. Yes.
Let's see if Ryan Sachs, the third-string QB, can do something big here. And you know, we like to see good football, so we don't want to cast aspersions on the Titans. We'd like to see them have a strong season, and like to see them come out big in the second half here. And so Ryan Sachs, the junior from Palatine, went to Friend High School. Good football program. And, you know, we saw some good plays here, some couple good pass plays there involving Miles Key and Trey Moore, and some decent runs. You know, they can move the ball. They can get first downs. They haven't been in the end zone yet. They had two field goal attempts. First one was makeable and didn't go in. Second one from the same distance did go through. But they need a couple of the sevens here to make this something to really talk about and get excited about. But certainly for the Pios, we can get excited about. They'll be starting the half with the ball. It'll be interesting to see if Raby will be your starter or if they'll give Charlie King, the second-string QB, a shot at running some plays here. So as well as they got a lot of running backs. They're deep in a lot of positions here, so I expect to see. We'll be going to the deeper roster, Johnny, past the two deep here to recognize some names. So we're going to have our homework cut out for us here in the second half, Triple G. We're glad you're here with us.
Yeah,
as the officiating crew gets ready.
I think Coach. What if I were to read Coach Buda's mind right now? He'd be saying, you know, the second half is just as important as the first half. One of the things I hear these guys say is finishing.
Yeah,
finishing is so important. You have to finish.
Sure.
And so. I expect them to take this kickoff return and long sustained drives here, huh, Don?
Yep. So back to return for the Pios is Keon Miller, and it looks like Josh Hill will be joining them back there. And then we also have I don't need this anymore. Excuse me here. I'm trying to lose some weight here. I believe it's Elliot Miller. Let's see. Yep, Elliot Miller back there is one of the upbacks. And then the first-year kicker, Caden Youngie, kicking off for the Titans. So Titans will be going to the south end zone. Here's the kickoff from Youngie. And it is going to Keon Miller, who retrieves it at the 5. He's going to run to his left, though, behind some good blocking here. And there's a flag down, and Miller tripped up there by number 21, Josh Davis of Illinois Wesleyan. And Davis, the junior from Chanahan, Illinois, went to Manuka High School. And you'd have to believe that it's probably a holding call. There was a pretty good-looking wall there for the Pios, but I guess a little too handsy for the ref's liking. Yep. So, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And so it looks like from where the flag is that the ball will probably go back. Yeah, it'll go back to the 10-yard line where the Pio offense will. And there's a much bigger huddle than usual. So it seems like there's almost quite a few offensive players in there. And so, yep, Raby will come out to start the second half. Pioneers leading 42-3. We got Twins left with Muth and Hill, and then Austin Eichstadt alone on the right, and Jackson Case on Raby's left. Raby gets the snap. He's looking right away, a return play to Eichstadt. 5-yard gain there at the 15. Tackled by Artis Benjamin from Loyola Academy in Wilmette, Illinois, down in the noise. Not far from Meyer's Tavern with some awesome burgers if you're ever in that neck of the woods there near Glenview. Second and 5, clock running, 14-32 in the third quarter. Twins left, single receiver right. Fakes a handoff to Case. Ribeiro's all right. Over the middle. He's got a guy.
Nice catch.
That's a tight end.
Moving the chains on that one.
Breckheimer. Reed Breckheimer moving the chains.
First down.
Ball spotted at 29. There is a flag on the field. No, there's not. I'm sorry. If it was, it was picked up. So, Pioneers in business here, first and 10. Twin packages both sides. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Raby looks to the left. He's got a receiver. It's caught. And I believe that's Josh Hill again in the flanker spot. A button hook play. Close to a first down. They got him short by about 2 yards, 2 or 3 yards.
That was a good timing play, Don. He turned and yep. The ball was right there.
So it's second and three. Second and two, actually, ball at the 37. 13-37 and running. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. Raby gets a snap, hands off to Case up the middle. Pushes his way through for a short gain of about a yard. Good stand there by the Titan D. Sam shot the primary tackle there. And shot a little shaken up there. Number 16, the linebacker, is going to come out for a play. They take a look at the knee. As we see Reed Breckheimer come back in, he had a big catch. And with his co-tight end, Trevor Hancock, who's also out there getting a touchdown, I think Breckheimer wants to get his name called in the box of six. Single receivers both sides. Tailback on the left. It's going to Mikey Coleman in the game now. And the fly pushes through. And that's why they call him the fly. He squirts through for a first down. He gets small, and then he gets big, and he monsters his way for the extra yardage. So, again, the Pios move the chains. Second time in this drive. 12-33 and counting. Ball at the 43 of the Pios. Single receivers both sides. Tight ends on both sides. Coleman on Raby's left. Fakes to Coleman. Raby runs out of cover. He's going to get sacked this time. And that was number 54, Josh Havlicek. Hondo, for any of you Boston Celtic fans.
That not old much enough to remember. Going on with the wide receiver corps there.
Yeah, you could call there. That a coverage sack you there, Johnny. And credit the defense. Raby got out of the...
They're not giving up.
He got out of the pocket there and looked like there was another open field.
He was trying.
Havlicek had other plans.
No other place to go.
11:50 and counting here. Second and 15, single receivers both sides, double tight ends with Breckheimer and Hancock. And Mikey Coleman there on Raby's right. Let's see if they give it to the fly again. Fakes to the fly. Raby goes to the right. He's got Breckheimer. Oh, he makes
almost
the catch. But there is a flag. Definite interference there. And that's number 39 in the coverage, Jackson Moore. The sophomore from Wheaton North High School. And in spite of the interference, because Moore was all over him, didn't even turn around to see the ball, Breckheimer still almost came up with the catch.
Yeah, he bobbled it. He almost caught that.
But it's a 15-yard penalty. That'll move the ball now into Titan territory. At the 47 of the Titans, first and 10, 11-31. And Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's left. Surprised the clock hasn't run here. I guess it's a penalty. That'll explain it. Raby, a quick pass to Eichstad, who comes back for it.
He's got some room.
He's got a lot of room. He's going 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Pioneers.
Six more points.
Austin Eichstad.
Wow.
Right now it's 48-3 as Jacob Laurent comes on to add .49. And we can hear the marching band expressing their pleasure. So Eichstad came back for that, saw Raby in trouble, and there was nobody there. Everyone was kind of crowding in there, and I don't think anybody even laid a hand on Eichstad.
No, they did.
47-yard touchdown pass from Raby.
Stacked another 6 points.
Snap and holder good, and so is the extra point. So with 11:21 in the third quarter, it's now 49-3 in favor of the Pioneers over the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. Now is a good time to take a break here in the Pioneer Football Radio Network on WAUK Radio. Anya, take it away. Please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. This is Carroll University Football, and this is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live and local coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm here, Johnny Watermelon, with my friend Don Brown. We're watching a great game. It's really heavy favored for the Piles, 49-3. And you can check this all out on the Civic Media app also.
And here's Jacob Laurent ready to kick off for the Pioneers. And it's going to go to number one, Seth Albin. Bobbles it, but he runs from the four. Going to his right here, straight ahead. Oh, sneaks through a few tacklers and now finally brought down at the 30. And an assertive tackle there by number 81 of the Piles, Alex Gibson. And Coach Buda spoke very highly of Alex Gibson, and you may see him on some receiving plays here now that the game's really blown wide open. And here comes the Titan defense for the first time in this half, trailing 49-3. Ryan Wax is your QB. Seth Albin, your tailback. Trips left, single receiver right for the Titans. Green pants, white jerseys, green helmets. New York Jets-style logo type, but it reads Titans. And he fakes the handoffs, going to his right. He's going deep. And oh, what a catch.
Wow, what a great passing catch.
A heck of a catch there.
Titans really pulled one off there.
And that is number five, Miles Key, the junior from St. Louis. Went to Priory High School.
Boy,
they're into Pioneer territory there at the 38 of the Pios. Sorry, Johnny.
Coverage was tight, but he got it.
You know, it really was. There was great coverage there.
Here we go again.
That was Jacob Miller on that. This time it's a pass that's complete. Number 81, Young. Matt Young. That's going to be about a 6-yard gain. Ball there at the 33. They're calling it second and five here, so 5-yard gain. Trips right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash. Tailback on Sachs's right, and he's going to go to Albin there. He's going to push forward for about 2 or 3. No, I think he just maybe a yard. Great job by that D line of the Pios. Steven Lazarus, one of the tacklers there, along with Nick Montes on the right side. Third and short. Quick pass. He's got a guy. It's caught.
It's a first down for the Titans.
First down. Kevin Graham, the tight end, made himself big on that play. And
9:53 left in this.
Yep. Travis quarter. Runberg, one of the tacklers there. And now it's a handoff again. Oh,
met hard.
Nick Montes coming across from the right to the left to take away what could have been a nice gain there.
Yeah, Nick
showing great speed there.
Introduce himself not so politely.
To Seth Albin, that is true, Johnny. Twins trips left, single receiver right. Albin on Sachs's right here, second and 10. They're going across the middle. They got
intercepted!
Damon Loker!
Got some room.
And he pushes himself to the 17 before brought out by two.
Wow!
So another big interception for Damon Loker. That's at least his second for the season. The first being that pick six against the Vikings of North Park last week. You know, it was a good, well-designed play. They had the receiver over the middle. Sachs had to get it higher. Great recognition there by Loker. And the Pio offense back on the field.
Well, like Coach Pfeffer says, that's deceptively sneaky.
Yeah,
the Pios, their defense. That guy he never knew he was there.
Yeah. And a real credit to this bend but not break Pioneer defense. We saw their their red zone finesse last week. So Jackson Case in at the tailback. Tight Twins left. Eichstedt alone on the right. Ball at the 17 of the Piles. 9:17 remaining in the third quarter. It's a handoff to Case going to the left here. And he pushes through maybe for one or two. Strung out beautifully by the Titan defense.